it? Why can't I find it? Oh, Molly, this could be it. Oh, hi! Glad you're here. I can't find my Grand Wazoo MacGuffin. Oh, and I gotta find my Grand Wazoo MacGuffin. Well, because... Just, I know it's in here somewhere. Be with you in a sec. Of course, everything's in here except for the... Oh! Oh, boy. Well, actually, I was just telling Molly all about my Grand Wazoo MacGuffin. You see, it's big in places, but small in places, and it's got more colors than a rainbow. And where it isn't short, it's very long, and it's flat, except for the bumpy parts. Well, wait till you see it. Oh, what's this? Could be my Grand Wazoo MacGuffin. Hold on, Molly. Molly, it's fighting me. Must be a whopper. Wazoo MacGuffin? Back to work. Okay, you MacGuffin. Here I come. You wouldn't scare me like that. And you know, you're not supposed to be in there. Molly, sometimes you're really no help at all. So, tell you what, you just sit right here. like a good little dolly, okay, young lady? And don't move. Don't touch anything. The search for the Grand Wazoo MacGuffin is a one-clown job. Oh, I think I'm stiff from all that digging. I forgot to warm up. Be right back. Oh, and Molly, don't touch anything. What a mess. Molly, is that you? No, huh? It's not? Okay, it's just a wiggly cushion. Well, are you ever coming out from behind there? No? Well, okay then, fine. Be like that. Go ahead. Sulk. You know what? Sulking's pretty boring. Ooh! I know what we can do! Hey, Molly, let's take a break from searching for the Grand Wazoo MacGuffin. Let's go over to Granny's garden. Wanna come? Oh, come on, Molly. It'll be fun, honest, right? Okay, if you've made up your mind. Molly can be so stubborn sometimes. Let's go.
Why today, of all days, am I all thumbs?
Hi, Granny. How's it going?
Well, there are good days, and there are better days. My lovely little Lunetka, what brings you here today?
Well, it's hard to explain. I know Molly is just trying to help, but she was really bugging me. You know when you're trying to do something and... Oh, well, then some clown decides to help and they're trying to help, but they just end up making the job harder?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I'm not really mad at her or anything. But, well, it's just that sometimes it's easier to do things yourself, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So... Want some help?
Oh, well, my. Sure. I would love your help, Lunetka. Why don't you sit with Snickle Fritz and make sure the clouds don't get too sad and full of rain?
Oh, okay. No, Granny, I mean really help. You know, with the fixing.
Oh, well, never look a gift clown in the nose.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Oh, well, just ignore me. Let's do it.
Yeah! Hey, guys! What you doing?
Lunette is helping me fix my roof.
Oh, sounds great. Can I help?
Well, you know what they say.
Many hands make light work.
Well, that's a good one, but I was thinking more of... Too many cooks spoil the soup.
But Granny, don't be silly. We're not cooking. We're fixing your roof.
Yeah, come on, Granny. Let me hammer something or saw something.
Hold your horses. First, we need a plan.
Well, my plan is to find a really big hammer.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. That roof doesn't need much. It's just a little leak. I could probably fix it with a weensy teensy piece of gum. That's what I'm gonna do.
Don't be silly, Granny. You know what they say. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Now I've got to find some really big nails to go with this really big hammer. Sad.
Everybody, I'm sorry I lost my temper. Can you forgive your granny? All you are trying to do is help. I have to remember that. If you're trying to help me out, but you fumble when you do, and it starts to wag my tail, I don't get all mad at you. I ask for a pinch, you give me an ounce, but I don't get miffed, cause I think it's the thought that counts. 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 Yeah. If you try to be so good, but you try too much of it, when it starts to burn my bridge, I don't go and throw a fit. I wanna talk, but you start to sing, but I don't get mad, cause I think that the thought's the thing. I think that the thought's the thing. I think that's the thing. The thought's the thing. I think it's the thought that counts.
Oh, Granny, we're sorry for wrecking everything.
Oh, that's okay, Lunetka. I can fix it.
Oh, good. Well, at least it's not raining. Yet.
Oh, boy, I better scoot.
Oh, Major Bedhead, do you have anything like a package to deliver before you go?
Sorry, Lunette. Actually, it's my day off. I thought I'd just pop by and help out. Like the song says, it's the thought that counts.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it, Lunette?
Molly! Oh, I have to get back and apologize to Molly. I yelled at her today, and all she was trying to do was to be a helper. Oh, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,
we better hurry. Oh, Molly, I am so sorry. I shouldn't have yelled at you when all you were trying to do was help, right? Because I learned something very important. It's the thought that counts. You know, I've never apologized to a pillow before, although I have said excuse me to a cushion. I've never seen a pillow giggle before. I wonder if this pillow is ticklish. Oh, hello there. So, are we friends again? Oh, good. Oh, thank you, Molly. Perf. So, what do you want to do now, Molly? Hey, do you want to help me look for that old MacGuffin still? Oh, can't say as I blame ya. You want to go to doll school now? Alrighty. Molly goes to school, you know. Well, time for doll school. Come on! Today at doll school, Molly, that keen dolly, is going to learn her alphabet with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, right. Ahem. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Zowie! Molly, you did it! Oh, what a doll! Molly, are you ever smart? That's it for today, but we'll come back again another day. Want to? Doll dismissed. Come on, let's get back to the couch. Oh, Molly, you are so smart. But right now, I think it's time for a story, don't you? Good, then a story it shall be. I'll just get my, storybook. And my glasses. I know they're around here somewhere. Here we go. And a little light applause. Great! All right, comfy? Good. Oh, goody, this is a good story, Molly. It's called Haplessly, Hopelessly, Helplessly Me. Once upon a time in Clown Town, the place where silliness never ends, there was a very helpful clown named Uncle Chester. He wanted to help out with everything. Uncle Chester decided to help direct the traffic in Clown Town. This was his very first time. But he really didn't know what he was doing. Soon the traffic was in a tizzy, and Uncle Chester was very dizzy. Maybe he should leave directing traffic to the traffic clown. Instead, Uncle Chester thought he would give a hand somewhere else in Clown Town. Things were peachy at the fruit stand, until Uncle Chester arrived. The fruit stand clown didn't really need any help, thank you very much. But Uncle Chester wouldn't listen. Oh, dear. Uncle Chester was very sorry. It's a good thing the clowns of Clown Town love fruit salad. Ooh. Across town, Uncle Chester bumped into the shoe store clown just when a truck full of dancing shoes was being delivered. Uncle Chester wanted to help his new little friend unload all those shoes. One box at a time? Huh, he could do that. Oh, dear. Those dancing shoes sure could dance. And dance, and dance. The little clown didn't want any more help, thank you very much. He would pick them up himself. Uncle Chester had helped enough. Just down the street, the big old balloon clown was having no luck selling his big balloons. Uncle Chester thought he would offer a helping hand. I can do that. But the balloon clown didn't really want any assistance, thank you very much. Uncle Chester wouldn't listen. Oh, dear. Up he went. Up, up into the sky. All the way above Clown Town. The clowns below couldn't believe their eyes. Look! Can you believe it? A clown who can't keep his feet on the ground. Always knew that clown would rise to the top. The clowns of Clown Town couldn't stop laughing. When Uncle Chester heard all the giggles and knee slapping from down below, he realized something very important for every clown to know. The biggest help he could be to his fellow clowns was to make them laugh. And that is what he did. The clowns laughed and laughed. Some even fell down from laughing so hard. And that was one of the silliest days ever in the place where silliness never ends, when Uncle Chester tried to help. The end. What a nice happy ending. You know, Molly, I learned something from that story. Well, sometimes the best way to stay happy and helpful is to stay out of the way. Oh, come here, you. Thank you. And you know, Molly, you always make me happy, even when we're having an itty-bitty tiff. 'Cause I know that our friendship will always be way bigger than that, right? Right. Yep. Everything is perf here on the big comfy couch, even if we didn't find that old MacGuffin. Life couldn't be better. Hey! Wait a second! Who made this big mess? Me? Well, you know, I think there's a little doll who had something to do with it too, you know. But you're right. We did make the mess, so we have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Have to learn to slow down. You know, Molly? Well, it's pretty exhausting helping clowns and not helping them. Thanks for coming by to visit. Just your being here was a really big help. Toodles! Oh, there's something behind this cushion. The MacGuffin! And the clown jumped over the moon.